But he went to, his mother moved to Lowry City, Missouri when he was just an infant.
Oh, I was going to ask.
He was born in 1865.
Oh, 1865. Mm-hmm. So they both grew up in Lowry City.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did they come to be living here?
Well, that's quite a story if you wanted.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to hear that.
Well, first I'll give you a little history on my father. When he was a teenager, he had what the old-timers called consumption. Later got down to tuberculosis. So his daddy, his granddaddy, was a wealthy rancher up there in northwest Missouri.
Oh.
And he just bought a large herd of horses and sent my dad and another man up through the Montana and all the Indian territories, trading horses and just working their way west to see if the air would cure my dad. That's what they used to think, you know. He made all those rounds. Took him about, I believe he told me, 21 months to make the tour. The man that he went with did die with tuberculosis in Springfield, Missouri, on their way back. And my dad gained weight, grew up to be a strong man and didn't have anything wrong with him except asthma.
Really?
So we got married. My dad and mom married in 1890.
Mm-hmm.
And he came down to this country to be a tie inspector for his grandfather. His grandfather had what he called the Osage Tie and Lumber Company.
Uh-huh.
And had holdings from Springfield to Memphis, just the timber rights. So my dad came down to inspect cross ties, and he found so much good hunting and fishing and fertile land that he went back and talked my mama a notion of moving down here. So they traveled overland in late 1897 and drove 22 days from Lowry City, Missouri to Bay. And there was only about 100 acres cleared up here at the time.
Oh, you don't mean...
All timber.
You mean there was only about 100
about 100 acres right in this vicinity. There was farms scattered out, you know, around Lunsford and those places. But right here in this vicinity, only about 100 acres of cleared land. So he settled down here and worked in timber most of his life and farm too. Did quite well, grew his family up here in good style, made a comfortable living, and owned the third automobile that was bought in this town.
Oh, really?
Model T, 1915, when he bought his first automobile. So that's about up to date on my dad and mama. They remained here until they died.
So they came here then, 1897.
Mm-hmm. Well,
now they both went to school up in Missouri then.
Up in Missouri.
Do you know how far they went in school?
Yes, my dad went to third grade and my mama the fourth.
And
my dad's one of the smartest men I ever talked to. Great memory.
Oh,
of course,
really?
He pursued his education through books and newspapers and anything he could get to improve his education.
Well, now, he farmed and worked in timber then.
That's right.
What did your mother do?
Just a housewife.
Uh-huh. Now, where were your mother's parents from? Do you know where they
Lowry City.
They were from Lowry City. And how about your father's
grandparents on his mother's side originated and are still at Lowry City, Missouri. But his mother married